الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, we continue إن شاء الله تعالى the explanation of رياض الصالحين. And we are still with the chapter of الصبر, the patience. And we are today with hadith number 33, hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, which is reported by Imam Bukhari. And Aisha radiallahu anha, أنها سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الطاعون فأخبرها أنه عذاب يبعثه الله تعالى على من يشاء، فجعله الله تعالى رحمة للمؤمنين، فليس من عبد يقع بالطاعون فيمكث في بلد صابرا محتسبا يعلم أنه لا يصيبه إلا ما كتب الله له إلا كان له مثل أجر الشهيد. In this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, عائشة رضي الله عنها, said that she asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, she asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم about الطاعون, the blade. It's a disease that by the spread of it, it caused a lot of death amongst the mankind. It is not a name of a certain disease, but any disease that causes death for big number of people, that is called ta'un, which is known today by the disease. Isa said that it was an anguish that Allah Ta'ala used to send down, meaning to the people who disobey Allah and disbelieve in Allah. Allah made it a mercy for the believers. How come it be an anguish for some people and it's a mercy for some others? It is on those who disbelieve, is a kind of punishment and anguish. But for the believers, it is a mercy. As he said and said, فَلَيْسَ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَقَعُ بِالطَّاعُونَ. There will not be any believer first in the village and stay in his country or in the place where the village is, the disease is, except that patiently, contently, except that Allah Ta'ala, and at the same time he knows that nothing can harm him except what Allah Ta'ala has written for him. He believes in the Qadr. This person, Allah Ta'ala will give him the same reward of the shaheed, of the martyr. Of the shaheed. Same reward of the shaheed. What is made reward is made for patience. So we need to be patient. When we are poor, we need to be patient. When we are sad for something or someone we love less, we still need to be patient. When we are oppressed by others, we need to be patient. As patience, sabr, has no limited reward. This is one form of patience that grants you the same reward of a shaheed. That grants you the same reward of a shaheed. Without getting into the battle, without being injured, without fighting, without getting scared. But just with patience, you are going to be given the reward of a shaheed. As in the other hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, وشهد سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله عز وجل قال إذا ابتليت عبدي بحبيبتيه فصبر عوضته منهما الجنة يريد عينيه. رواه البخاري. ديس حديث في البخاري وذكرته أنس رضي الله عنه وشهد الأهيد ما سنده بالله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying الله تعالى said if I tested my slave and his two eyes, meaning he caused him blind, and he shows patience, and he be patient, Allah Ta'ala said, I replace both of them, both of the eyes, for him paradise. What does that mean? Allah, and yani, for these two eyes starting, which this person has lost, Allah Ta'ala will reward him two paradises. Two paradises instead. That is if he be patient. But if he objects and complains to the people, no problem to go and seek medicine, no problem. But to go complain, and if some people go and say, see what happened to me, I am always praying, I am always this, I am always good, why are these things happening to me, I don't know. This is not acceptable, this is not patience. This is objection to what Allah Ta'ala decreed for you. And this is dangerous, bad. This might take the person out of the fold of Islam and make him to be kafir. Because he's objecting what Allah Ta'ala has given for him. So we have to be patient with what Allah Ta'ala gave us. And as in the hadith of Atta' ibn Abi Rabah, which is agreed upon, who said that Ibn Abbas said to me, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas, said to me, أَلَا أُرِيكَ امْرَأَةً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Ibn Abbas said to his slave Atta' ibn Abi Rabah, he said to him, don't you want me to show you a woman from the people of the Jannah? Walking, still alive. Abdullah ibn Abbas is telling Atta, I will show you one woman who is still alive, and she is from the people of the Jannah. She is from the people of Jannah, no doubt. Atta said, Bella, no, show me. Ibn Abbas said, this black woman. Why black woman? Nothing but this black woman came to the Prophet ﷺ one day and she said, I suffer from epilepsy and urine fits. My body is exposed. So make supplication to Allah for me, meaning to cure me from the epilepsy. He saw Salam replied, don't you wish that you may endure it and be rewarded with the paradise? Or do you wish that I shall make supplication to Allah to cure you? She then immediately said, I shall endure it. I shall be patient with it. No problem. Then she added, but my body is exposed. So pray to Allah that it may not happen. When she fell in the epilepsy position and fits, then when her body fits, then her clothes, her clothes by movement of the fit, it goes up, and then her body is seen, exposed. She's saying, Ya Rasulullah, when I am in this situation, my body is exposed. Subhanallah, she is worried about her body, about her aura not to be seen. Today the women willingly, they wear shorts and tight to show the men their body. Allah knows that. This black woman, she's scared of that. She said, Ya Rasulullah, whenever I fall into epilepsy and affects my body, my body swells. My skin is thin. She is too old. She is black woman. And it is not willingly, but she is still worried. Today, women, they go as far as their fitna parts of their body willingly, face not covered. And they say, it is not wajib. It's supposed face cover is not wajib. Are we Muslims only do wajib? Where is the nafil? Where is that Allah Ta'ala like? We don't care about what Allah Ta'ala like? Subhanallah. We only care about wajib. And guess what? I wish we really do the wajib that the way Allah Ta'ala wanted from us. But even the wajib, we don't do it proper way. We don't do it proper way. And then, you see now, the face is uncovered today. Tomorrow, the hair. After tomorrow, the neck. Then the hand. Then the feet. Then the shins. Allah musta'an. Little, until the woman is exposed. As you see, and most of the beaches of the Muslim land, you go and see. You go to any beach in the Muslim land, maybe except this land, maybe hidden somewhere, but not open. But in all the other Muslim land, you go and see. It is openly the men and women are in the world. Yani subhanAllah, in a way that makes you vomit. Because even animals do not do like that. Wallahi, animals do not do like that. This black woman, she may not attract no one, but she is still worried about her body. She doesn't want to be exposed. Allah. And look to the riwa given for his patience and her eagerness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, shall you endure it? And Allah Ta'ala, and be rewarded with the paradise? She immediately said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I will endure it. I will be patient with it. No problem. But I have one request. Please, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah Ta'ala, whenever I'm in this situation, my body is not exposed. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave it. And that's why Ibn Abbas said to his slave Atta, I shall show you a woman of the Jannah, a woman of the paradise. Allahu Akbar. For the patience. Patience is very, very, very important, ikhwan. Wallahi, because when you are not patient, you cannot change nothing. You cannot change nothing. If there is an oppression falls on you, if someone oppressed you, make boom on you, if you be patient, what will happen? You will win. Why? Because maybe the oppression was taking your money, or not promoting you, or like that, or hit you, right? But yet, your body part safe. But when you lose patience, you become angry. First thing you lose is your colon, your pancreas, your heart, your kidneys. They suffer because of the high blood pressure. When you get angry, your blood pressure goes up, and then it affects many things. Maybe your sighting, maybe your hearing, maybe your kidneys, maybe many things. That's why we need to be patient. We need to be patient. So with patience, we're not going to change nothing, but at least we're going to save something. With anger, with no patience, we're not going to change, and at the same time we're going to lose on the other hand. So we have to be patient. May Allah Ta'ala grant us patience. Allah Ta'ala alamu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.